When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close. These Wall Street guys. You see what we did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these bags went to jail. The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules. It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in?
Another big story today. The Oscar nominations for 2020 are out. And I guess there were some surprises. The Dark, this may not be one of the surprises, but just to let you know that the movie Joker led among nominated films with 11 nominations. And I guess this is one of those years where there are considered to be a number of snubs. You heard Jennifer Lopez in the movie Hustlers, and I didn't realize that could be a snub, but she was nominated for a Golden Globe, not nominated for an Oscar. That's one of the things we are going to discuss with our friend Richard Krause, host of Pop Life on CTV and the Richard Krause Show on News Talk 1010, and occasionally fill in on the night side. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Barb. How are you?
I'm good. Nice showing off of your seat at Southern Accent on Twitter today.
You know what? If I don't do it, no one else will.
No kidding. So. I love it. I thought that was great. All right. So what do you think about the nominations overall?
I think that they hit a lot of the notes that I expected that they would hit. I was disappointed that in a year when involvement behind the camera, particularly as a director, from women increased substantially, and there were some very good films directed by women that have been recognized by the Golden Globes, by the Critics' Choice, that the Oscars decided not to nominate as Best Director any of the female directors. So Greta Gerwig, who could have made history if she was nominated this time for directing Little Women, she would have been the first woman to be nominated twice and potentially win twice. You've got Lulu Wang, who directed The Farewell, which was a complete shutout from the Academy Awards after having a very strong start in the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice. So that, to me, the idea of representation and inclusion in a lot of these nominations was the big disappointment here.
As someone who follows this as closely as you do from year to year, I mean, it seems to me as a casual observer that isn't it sort of a thing where whoever wins the Golden Globes usually ends up going on to win the Oscars and at least be nominated in the same category?
Yeah, it's kind of an algorithm, you know, because they've moved the Academy Awards up now so much from March to February, and now these announcements this morning are much earlier than they normally are announced. So it's thrown some of the rhythm off. By now, normally, we would have had, you know, the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice, and maybe one or two others, the Screen Awards or the SAG Awards or maybe the Writers Guild Awards or something like that. And then it starts to become just mathematics. You have a look at who's winning what, and you can figure out pretty accurately who's going to win the Academy Awards because it's all the same people voting for them. The Writers Guild members are all members of the Academy and vice versa. So it becomes much easier to figure out who's going to win. Now it's maybe going to be a little bit more exciting because we don't have all those metrics to go by. I do think that there are a couple of movies here and a couple of performances here that are absolute locks. Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker, an absolute lock for Best Picture. All the other nominees in Best Actor may as well just stay home. Renee Zellweger will take home Best Actress. Again, everyone else can stay home. Brad Pitt, Best Supporting Actor, absolutely. After that, though, it gets a little bit more complicated.
You mentioned the Best Director category and how all the women were shut out. Having seen the movies that the women directed, is it something beyond, well, they just kind of thought the other movies were better? Do you think there was actually a big snub here to some women?
I kind of do. I mean, I don't really believe that it's this, you know, industry-wide thing where they all get together and talk about it, because there's 9,000 members of the Academy. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's hard enough if you go out for dinner with four people to try and figure out the bill at the end of dinner, let alone try and create, you know, some kind of wide-ranging conspiracy with that many people involved. Now, it could be that Little Women opened later in the year, you know, although it's nominated for a lot of other stuff here, so people did see it. But The Farewell was a movie that just got forgotten about, and it really shouldn't have been. It's a really good movie that has a breakout performance from Awkwafina in it. She won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. You know, this is a film that deserved a little bit more recognition here.
Well, and as you say, and I didn't realize that before, with the timing now of the Oscars being closer to the Golden Globes than they used to be, we're kind of getting a more real look at the way different people look at the different movies.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, again, we used to sort of have a look at the metrics involved, at all the other awards, and you could kind of figure out who was voting for what, and that moved into the Academy Awards. Now they're pushed up, and they've become just another one of the awards that we look at when we're trying to figure out what will happen overall in the course of the year. So we'll look at what was nominated here, and that'll give me a better idea of who will be nominated for the Screen Guild Award, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, or the Writers Guild Awards, or the Directors Guild Awards, and all of which are coming up soon. I mean, we're, you know, getting into the heart of award season very quickly.
Let's talk about, I haven't seen the movie, Eddie Murphy in Dolomite Is My Name. Was that a big snub? Was that a great performance by him?
You know, it is a good performance by him, and everybody loves Eddie Murphy. He's playing a real-life character. It's a film about show business. It's a film about a guy in show business who just refuses to say no. Nobody wants to hire him, so he creates his own movie company. He releases his own records. This is a guy who, in real life, is kind of an inspirational character. And people loved that movie. I think that there is a bias against Netflix that's happening in a little way. I know that the Irishman was nominated for 10 awards, and I know that Marriage Story has done quite well. The Two Popes has a lot of nominations here. But I have a feeling that what Hollywood is essentially saying to Netflix, and this time around, Netflix has spent a fortune to make all these movies, to make Dolomite, to make The Irishman, Marriage Story, The Two Popes. And what they're trying to do, I think, is position themselves as kind of the gold standard of streaming services. They want to be the ones that can say, look, we're making movies that win Academy Awards, that win Golden Globes. And Hollywood is saying, all right, we'll invite you to the party. You can get nominations and things. You're in. You've gotten past the doorman. You're in the thing. But once you're at the party, you have to behave yourself. You cannot come in and disrupt our business, which is exactly what Netflix is trying to do. They are luring away big-name directors like Michael Bay, Martin Scorsese, Noah Baumbach, big stars like Eddie Murphy and Ryan Reynolds and Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, dangling huge amounts of money in front of them, and then giving the movies these really lame theatrical releases where they play in movie theaters for a couple of weeks or maybe just a week, and then are pulled out and immediately go to the streaming service. So they've qualified to be nominated for awards, but there's nothing special about the theatrical experience, because you know in a week or so that's just going to be on television. When movies used to be going to DVD or to video, there was always a 90 or 120 day window, which made it worth packing up your stuff and going to the movie and seeing the film in a movie theater. And that's what Hollywood wants. And I think what will happen here is what happened at the Golden Globes, where they had, I think, 36 nominations going in, Netflix, and they only won two awards. They were invited to the party, but then they were told to behave themselves.
So does that mean that Netflix will be encouraged to release more in the theater the way The Irishman was?
Yeah, but I see the difference, I think, here is that what is the key to it is not putting it on the streaming service immediately after you pull it out of the theaters.
Yep.
Right? Give us 90 days, give us 120 days. That way, people will be incentivized to go see it at the theater. Lay down their money for a ticket, buy some popcorn, and enjoy it in the theater.
Got it. Makes sense. Richard Krause, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Barb.
He's the host of Pop Life on CTV and The Richard Krause Show on News Talk 1010.